Hello, Blindcore Tech. This is Rachel Keep from Melbourne, Australia. I believe I did my first podcast on here. I don't think it was last year. I think it may have been the year before on Live Journal. And here I am attempting to do another one. I decided last week I might try and do this actually on predictive texting as it relates to the mobile phone, because I was explaining to someone for the umpteenth time how to do it. Not that I'm complaining, because I absolutely swear by this, recommend it to everybody, as in, oh, you must try this. If you don't already, you've got to. It is so quick. I try and explain it to everybody, and it occurred to me that not many blind people know how to do it. Or maybe they're just scared of it like I used to be. I just thought, well, you know, I'll try and explain it a little bit better to people out there. I first actually heard about it when I was in England for the first time in 2006. Some blind girls who I was with was doing it, and it would take them such a short time to punch out a message. And I said, wow, you know, it's so quick, what's going on here? And they explained to me. I'm like, nah, that sounds too confusing. And so I sort of just left it and continued my, you know, doing what I was doing and just typing it all up the long way, you know. If I wanted to type out my name, of course I do 777 2 and then 222 for C, 44 for H, 33 for E, and 555 for JKL. For those of you who listened to my Live Journal podcast, you may have noticed that I'm not the best at explaining things, but I will definitely try my best here. Predictive text relating to the mobile phone is essentially when one is typing a word, they will type the numbers to make up the letters of that word in sequential order, but just once. And then what will happen is the dictionary in the phone, which is probably like a Microsoft Word dictionary in all the words that it has, will try and predict the word you're typing according to the letters in the sequential number format or pattern that you're writing. So if it is correct in its predict, if it predicts the word you're typing correctly, that's cool, and you press space and you're on your merry way. If not, if it comes up with another word that it thinks you might be typing, you can press star and it will cycle through to the word that you want, and then when you get to the word you want, you'll just type space, which is of course zero, and continue on your merry way once again. So yeah, that's pretty much what it is. So I obviously, after this time in England where I was introduced to predictive text, I continued on my normal SMS writing, or just doing it the manual normal way. And then a couple of years later, I started, you know, I thought I might fiddle around with this, and so because I noticed that if you press star on your mobile phone, it cycles through quite a few options. It cycles, let's do this for you. I'm using a 6120. I'm so sorry if I'm sort of I've just got my phone next to the microphone, and I hope this will be all right for you. I'll just go into a text message now. I should have done this before. But I didn't. I'm using Torx, by the way. So... I believe that the newer versions of Torx is in... I think you'd be pretty well right, anyone with Torx, with the version you have. But, yeah, it seems to be working quite well with predictive text. I mean, I haven't had a problem with it. I could be wrong, so don't quote me on this, but I believe the very early versions of Torx... you couldn't really do it that well with, it wouldn't really talk that well in it. Anyway, I'm in a text message now, and I'm going to press star here and cycle through the choices we have. At the moment I'm on, it will say the predictive text setting is called dictionary, and it will have upper and lower case, and lower case means that it will type everything, obviously, in the lower case except the starting letter of a sentence. Uppercase means that it will type everything in uppercase. So, I'm on the dictionary lowercase, and I'll press hash. 160 left there, one right there, dictionary, lowercase. Okay, so I must have been on uppercase. So, when it says, obviously it says 160, meaning the character limit that I have to type on this SMS screen. So, and then it will say dictionary lowercase. And now when I press it again, it will say 160 left there, one right there, uppercase. That's the uppercase one. 160 left there, one right there, lowercase. So this that upper and lowercase one is obviously with the predictive text off, because it didn't say dictionary, so it's just totally off now, and you just type your message as you would, you know, just standard, just manually. 160 left there, one right there, numbers. Obviously that means that now you're in numbers. So if you want to type a whole lot of numbers, you would go into that setting. That would be a lot quicker. And there you have it. That's what happens when you press the hash key. It will cycle through all those options. So, yeah, so that's how you would turn the predictive text option on. You're best to, obviously, as I say, go to where it says, well, it will say 160 dictionary lowercase. And yeah, and like I say, it will still capitalize the beginning of a sentence, so that is very good. So I explained what predictive text means, and I'll just give before I actually demonstrate it, I'll just give you an example. I gave you the example before of typing my name out manually, and that would take essentially multiple presses of the 7 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 3 and 5 keys. But if I had predictive text on, because the dictionary actually contains a lot of common names, as you would expect, I would just have to type simply 7, 7, 2, 2, 4, 3, 5, and that would actually bring up the name Rachel. Now, as far as punctuation is concerned, normally when one is not using predictive text and is just typing an SMS in a standard way, to cycle through the more commonly used punctuation marks, you would press 1. That cycles through full stop, comma, question mark, exclamation mark, and all those kind of things. But when you're using predictive text, say I'm typing Rachel and then full stop, I would type, you know, the Rachel, and then I would press the number one key, and it would think I was typing a full stop. It would just talk to announce or mobile speak. I will say here, and I'm sorry, I'm jumping around everywhere. I will say here that I think of it, I'm not sure how effective this works on mobile speak, but I'm pretty sure that it should work just the same. Anyway, so sorry, I'm back now. So if I'm typing in predictive text mode, Rachel, I would type the 5, being the L, and then I would type a 1, and that will say talks will announce dot. And then if I just wanted a full stop, that's fine. But if I wasn't finished my sentence and I wanted to comma, I would then type, I would then press star, and that will announce comma. If I wanted a question mark, I would press star twice. It would cycle through comma and exclamation mark. So essentially, the star will cycle through the most commonly used punctuation marks as well, once you are using predictive text. So number one won't do it anymore. Number one will just do the dot, the full stop, and you'd have to keep pressing star to get to the punctuation mark you wanted. So also, one other thing I need to explain before I demonstrate this. If you want to type a word that's not in the dictionary, for example, I've been trying to type Hartley, which is the name of my guide dog. That's Heartly, and that's not in the dictionary. So say I'm typing away and I type, say, I am with Hartley, I would type I am with, and then I'd attempt to type Hartley, but because it's not in the dictionary, it will come up with other words it could be, and it might not be any words. In fact, I don't think there's any words matching those sequential numbers. So it will just come up with, I don't know, I've found that it comes up with sort of make-up words, and you would press star to cycle through any words it could be. If it doesn't find any words, it would beep. And then what you can do is press key 1, which is, you know, the soft key F1. Soft key 1 on your mobile phone. On most phones, and including mine, which is the 6120 Classic, it's the top left. It will take you to options, and the first one is spell word. It will say spell word, and then you type the word out. As in, you know, you're not typing it predictively anymore. Obviously, you're typing it just normal. So, obviously, for that, I would type 44. For H, 33 for E, 2 for A, 777 for R, 8 for T, 555 for L, and 999 for Y. And then I press soft key F1 again, it would say OK, and it would have not only typed that word, Hartley, but it would save it to the dictionary. So next time you can type that word, and it will most probably just predict that word that you're wanting to type, because as I say before, I'm pretty sure there's nothing else in the dictionary in that that has that sequential number order pattern. So when I do this demonstration now, you will see that what if I'm typing something like Hartley is here with me, if I was typing it out just normally in the standard manner, that might take me maybe about 20 seconds if I'm lucky, maybe a little bit more, so about that. But if I was typing it with predictive text, it would probably take me about 5 seconds, literally. I'm about to demonstrate this to you now. Oh, sorry, before I do, I will say that obviously you can set your talks configurations. You can cycle them through to speak just words, characters, words, none or all. And I tend to like it to speak just words when I'm typing an SMS. But no matter what you have it on, when you're doing predictive text, it will always sort of speak what word it thinks it's going to be. So yeah, if you start writing a word, or your word, it will you'll hear it try to come up with the word that it might be. So you'll actually hear it every step of the way, and I will demonstrate this because I'm not too good at explaining it. So here goes. Okay, now I'm going to just type write in predictive text. Hi, this is Rachel. How are you? And I will explain anything. I will explain it all afterwards. What it was essentially doing. So here we go.
Anti.com space I in out out a as r r x yo u dot comma dash question mark space anti catch it I is s easy sag sab rabbi rabbi rattle rattle dot
whoops.
Rattle rabbi
Now
rabbi sab
I was meant to write
easy s
Rachel,
space
but that didn't
name
work. I don't know, maybe I pressed the wrong thing. Rachel Rabbit. Okay, so as you might have heard, it was going to type rabbit because when I put I typed 7111 43, and obviously it thought rabby rab what rabbit. Okay, so are you did you pick up that when I was starting to write the words, it talks was coming up with the words that it thought I might have been typing until I continued pressing the other numbers, and then it's like it was like, oh, okay, so you're not typing that, you might be typing this. So that's that. See how quickly that took me to write. If I was typing, that took me maybe about 15 seconds, including when I made that mistake at the end. Whereas if I was writing that big sentence, that sentence that said,
Screensaver, text message window, text, hi, how are you? Question mark, this is Rachel.
if I was typing all that, normally it would probably take me maybe 30 seconds to 40. I don't know, something like that. So and okay, now I'll demonstrate typing a sentence, and one of the words will be okay, so I will type okay, I'll type be back soon and see what happens.
Screensaver, tech at C.
Oh, screensaver came on.
Capsy, capsy,
Be back.
A, cap, back, S, so, sun, soon.
And now type the wrong right thing. I thought I was gonna type room, but Say I did want to. Okay, say I did want a tight room, not soon. Okay, I have. Okay, it said soon, as you heard. That's 7, 6, 6, 6. And if I want to type room, if I want it to be room, not soon, I haven't pressed space or anything, because Talks announced it was soon. So if I press star now, it will announce room. And if I press it again, and it will go through other words that it could be. Some are just abbreviations for things. Snoop, that. Yep, and so that's. There we go. There we go. That's, so that's a bad example of that. Just backspacing on this. Okay, now I'm going to type. Still on predictive text, obviously. I'm going to type 4335. Hang on. 4 3. Sorry, I'm doing this wrong. Okay. 4663. I meant to actually type home, but it typed good. So, what do I do? Press the star key and cycle through. No, it's not gone. Good. Yes, it's good, but then we've also got hoof. Home. Sorry, I might have had my phone a bit far away from the mic there. But you get the picture. And now I will demonstrate how you might add something to the dictionary. I've got to think what I can do now. Okay, all I can think of is I've got a friend who's got a guide to called Lanny, and I don't know how to spell, but I'm just going to spell it Lanny, and that's not in the dictionary, so I will demonstrate how to put it in. Okay, listen as I type. I have a friend with a dog called Lanny. Okay, here we go. I have a friend with a dog yep dog called now that has a Jan and if I press star it's gonna beep because there's no more there's no words it could be so. Now I press my cough soft key F1.
Spell word window text jam.
And did you hear it say spell word? So now I type the normal slow way. I type 555 for L.
JKL.
L. A is number one. N. N.
WXY.
Why, Lenny? And then I press soft key F1 again.
Okay, text message window, text, call Lenny.
And so now, like I say, it not only has typed that in, but it has put the word in the dictionary now. So next time I type those numbers in sequence, it's going to most probably come up with that word or that name first of all. And I think that's there's all there is to it, to be honest. I obviously it's not a tutorial on texting, but it's just a tutorial on predictive text. I hope this has been okay. Like I have said, I'm not the best at explaining things, but I guess the more I do these podcasts, the more the better I may become. So yeah, if you have any questions or anything or feedback or anything like that, feel free to write to me at my email address, which is racheldk, that's RACHELDK, at tpg.com.au. It's RACHELDK, D for dog, K for kind, at T for tango, P for papa, G for goat, .com.au. I tried to do the Greek alphabet or the police alphabet, but I can't remember G's, so I golf, that's it. Oh well, that's tango papa golf. There we go. .com.au. Okay, well, I hope, as I say, that was okay, and I'll speak to you next time.